Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to this week's installment of Films with David. And before we begin, let us have a moment of silence for the death of dignity. Yes, that's right. Today I will be reviewing the grand finale of the Twilight series, Breaking Dawn, Part 2. Understandably, I will keep this short. Now, conventional wisdom tells us that books are generally better than the movie, but conventional wisdom does not apply to the Twilight series, nor to the minds of millions and millions of teenage girls with raging hormones. Here goes nothing. The storyline is less than riveting. Bella wakes up rejuvenated, but famished for the blood of the living. She is now immortal, but always hungry, much like Kate Moss. Anyway, we spend quite some time investigating Bella's new vampire power and her mother-daughter relationship with Renesmee. Then those other Italian vampires, who usually are all cloak and dagger about their business, want to kill the child for being, well, for breaking some vampire rule. They don't. Bella unites vampires around the world and werewolves, and the child lives until the end of the movie. Obviously, it's immortal too. Now that I've told you what happens, don't waste any money watching it. The end. This has been Films with David, and may the Force be with you.